Okay, I mentioned earlier in the Masechta that Avodah Zarah is the Masechta of Lifnei Iver, especially the next few blot, the sugyas of Lifnei Iver Leisitei Michshol, and I'd like to talk a little about it. The rule of Lifnei de Lifnei, which we had on this Amid, is really something, there's a Taisus on Tesvav, and we'll talk about it later. I'd like to talk about this sugya. And I preface it that on Sunday someone asked me a shaila, and he told me he needs an answer by Friday. The shaila he asked me is that in his business, they do business with Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, and the question he asked me was whether he can send him an email on Friday when it's Shabbos there. He knows it's not a from Yid, and the Yid there is going to open the email on Shabbos. He asked me whether he's allowed to send him an email, and let's see if we can learn the sugya and see what the shaila depends on. So let's start with the Gemara. We're talking about Lifnei Iver, about putting someone in a situation where he's going to do an Aveira. And the Gemara says selling white chickens to Goyim is Aser, because the Goyim who deliberately wanted white chickens, white Tarnagoyim, they used it to shech for their Avodah Zarah. That's the case in the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's us. Ramayshin, this Shaila, has a question, has really two questions, the title and the second Shaila. And this is the question I'm asking you. If you learn this Gemara, you're not allowed to sell a guy a chicken that you know he's going to use for an aveir. You're not allowed to sell it to him. So I'm asking you, let's say I have an appliance store. How am I allowed to sell a stove to a fryer yid? I know for sure he's going to turn on the stove on Shabbos. There's no question. No question he's going to turn on the stove on Shabbos. A fryer, not a guy. A fryer, how am I allowed to sell it to him? How am I allowed to sell him a pot or a pan? I know he's going to use it on Shabbos. What? And the chicken is dafka when you can't buy it somewhere else? That's the question. What? Chicken is a one-time use. Is there a svara to be mechalik? Then it's a one-time use and he's used many times? I have to see. We have to talk about this. Ramesha talks about a teich devarav in this tshuva about the shaila. If you learn the Gemara Pashit, you know, I'll sell a guy something to do an aveira with. You certainly know I'll sell a yid something he's going to do an aveira with. Okay. Okay. Well, he may, he's not. Lifnei Iver sfeik is not us, but you're right. No, he's certainly not going to make a bracha. Shulchan Aruch seems to say it's awesome. You know.
So, you can't heal the
so let me tell you the klolim. I'm not talking about healing. I'm talking about Lifnei Iver now. I'm talking about Lifnei Iver now. Okay? We'll talk about healing then when we get to it in the Gemara. Showing off. He knows the Gemara later. That he always shows off. The nidain depends on a very simple question, which is the machloikis, the shach, and the Magen Avraham. And the question is the following. The rules of Lifnei Iver, and this is going to come up repeatedly, is that Lifnei Iver, that the Issa D'Oraisa Lifnei Iver, is only where you facilitate an Aveira that he can't do without you. He can't do without you. In other words, he can't buy it anywhere else. He's going around, Tarnagolovan Lami, Tarnagolovan Lami. He can't find Tarnagolovan. He can't find a white chicken, it's the holiday, and they're all out of these Tarnagolim. And if you don't sell it to him, so that's Lifnei Iver. If you don't sell him, he won't do it. That's Lifnei Iver, Leisitei Michshol. Then, that's an Issa D'Oraisa. Now, in a situation where he could do it without you, we could do it without you. Let's say, we'll talk about the chickens in a minute, let's say a Yid wants to buy a tray for food. And someone's selling him a tray for food. A Yid is selling a Yid a tray for food. So if he can't get it anywhere else, he's over Lifnei Iver Leisitei Michshol. Let's say he could get it somewhere else. He's in the middle of Manhattan. He could buy the tray for food somewhere else. And a Yid sells a Yid tray for food. That's not Lifnei Iver. That's called Miseyeya Yidei Ivrei Aveir. It's an Issa D'Rabbanan. If he could get it somewhere else, he's still not allowed to be Misayeya. You're not allowed to help him.
What do you do with the case of food?
Because he was selling only Goyim, the case that he thought the Yidden is a Goy. But he was trying not to sell Yidden treifas there. Right? That was the case. No one fooled him. Now the point here is this. What? Maybe. Right, if it's possible going to Shifka, then you're right. You know, it depends, you know. When there are sveikis, you're right. It's a sugya later in the perek. We'll talk when there are sveikis. Right now we're talking where it's the normal assumption is he's going to do an aveiri. He's trying on a suit. It's a shot in a suit. He's not buying it for a shifka, right? So there's something called meseyeya. Meseyeya is he could buy it somewhere else. It's still meseyeya day over aveiri. You all remember the first Mishnah in Shabbos with the oni sticks in his hand and someone gives him and he takes it out. So it says there that Taisus in the Rosh, that's the Makar and Daf Gimel, is that that's Meseyeya Dei Over Avera. If you give him something and he's going to carry it out, that's Meseyeya, he could do it somewhere else, he could do it without you. Okay, so he has a basket, he'll carry the basket anyway, you're putting in food for him. That's Meseyeya. There's definitely such a thing as an Avera, Meseyeya Dei Over Avera. That is no dispute, there's such an issue. The argument between the Shach and the Magen Avraham is mistaiviv on a Ramah in our sugya. Okay, in our sugya, where it says in our selim chickens, the Ramah taka brings yeshayimrim hada asa limka devarim hashaychen lavaydasa. This is you can't sell white chickens to gayim. Haynu dafka im ein lahem acherim ki yaitzabai. Oishalayachu lifnais b'makim acher. That's only lifnei iver. They can't get the chickens anywhere else. Aval, but if they could yichaylim, if they could buy it somewhere else, so they're mutalim kalahem kol davar. This whole sugya of not selling chickens, they can't get anywhere else. That's what the Ramah says the sugya is. 1 minute. What about meseyeya? That's good. It's not lifnei iver. If they can buy it somewhere else, it's not lifnei iver. Isn't this a meseyeya? This is Drabbanon. This is the rest of Neva comes over. This is Drabbanon. The Shach here says a Chiddush. The Shach says that by a guy or a Yisrael Mummer, there's no Issa Drabbanon of Messiah. The Issa Drabbanon of Messiah, the Avera, is only by a Frum Yid. How Frum is he? You're giving him to an Avera. It's only by a Frum Yid that the Rabbanon asked, by a guy. And by Yisrael Mummer, there's no Isser Misayim. This is the Chiddush of the Shach. The Dogum Ravava, which is Nabi Yehuda on the side, says, what? Yisrael Mummer? What are you talking about? Why Yisrael Mummer? So the Dogum Ravava says, it means Misayim is only Yasser if the person doing it is a Shaygeg. He's a Shaygeg. If he's amazed, if he doesn't care, because now Warren Geyser on people who don't care. Guy, if they don't care, even he's from for everything. Just this one Aveira, he doesn't care. So there's no Isser of Misayeya. There's no Isser of Misayeya. This is the Shitas HaShach, and you're the pastor that way. That there's no Isser Misayeya if the person is a Mummer, he doesn't care about the Aveira. Now, before I get to the Magen Avraham, I want you to know that in the United States of America, in the 21st century, you can't write contracts. You can't be a lawyer who writes contracts unless you hold of this shach. Because just about every contract, I mean, between Yidden, every contract has a penalty and calls for interest if payments are delayed. Every contract, if you pay later, it calls for interest penalties, which are almost always isurei ribis. And come out, every contract that you write has it. There's an issa by ribis, leisa simun, the borrower, the lender, the one who makes the shtar is over, not lefnei, is really over on writing a shtar and on lefnei iver of a shtar.
That's
only
they collect.
So, well, setting up a contract, sima is an issa. If they do a hetisk, it's good, but sometimes you're dealing with fraya yidden, they're not going to sign a hetisk. a lawyer, many professions need this shach. Without this shach, the terrorist says he can go somewhere else. He can get it somewhere else. So it's Misayaya. This Adron Misayaya doesn't apply to Frayin. That's the shach shita. The Magen Avraham in Simshin Samazayi, which Ramosha brings in his tshuva, Magen Avraham disagrees. He says Misayaya is always aser. Machlokes is the Magen Avraham and the shach. And Ramesh is not so easy on you. If you look in the tshuva, without its tziruf, he doesn't let you rely on the shach. So he has this shaila about somebody who's renting out a catering hall, and people are going to come, and they're going to make a simcha there, a wedding, or any simcha, and there's going to be mixed dancing. So they ask Ramesh if they're evil, if they're either. How are you allowed to rent it out? They're going to do averus there. So first Ramesh says, there are other halls available, it's only Misayaya. Like the Shach, it's Mutter. According to the Shach, it's Mutter because of this Cheshbin that Misayaya by a Mumer, somebody doesn't care about the Aveira, is Mutter. Like the Magen Avraham, it's Aser. Ramesha Be'etzem, he says, Behefsim Merumba, you can be Semech on the Shach. But otherwise, a person should be Machmir. But here, Ramesha has another chiddush, which is the chiddush of Ramesha. It's a known chiddush. It's a chiddush gadol in Svara, but Ramesha has a very strong raya. Ramesha says that to sell a fraya yid, let's say a stove, how do you like to sell him a stove? He's still going to use it on Shabbos, no question. No question. All right, you can buy the stove somewhere else. It's not lifting either. Misayaya. Misayaya vaita. Machlekes Yishach and Magen Avraham. Ramesha has a chiddush that there's no issa misayaya if the thing you're selling is ikrai ledvarim hamutarim, it's mainly a muta thing, it'll also be used for averus. In other words, it's going to cook, it's going to use the stove 7 days a week. 6 days a week is not Shabbos, 1 day a week is Shabbos.
What about kosher or not kosher? That's every day.
Same thing, kosher. He'll use it for both. He'll use it for both. Potatoes are kosher. That's what he's using. The Ramesha's Mechadesh, this Chiddush, which is far, it's challenging, that Misayaya is when it's a Maisa Aveira, when the thing is Be'etzem in Aveira, when it's also a Dover Amutter, or even primarily a Dover Amutter, that there's no Aveira. Ramesha has a come out of a Feirish Arai from the Mishnah and Shvius. The Mishnah talks about selling tools, the gardening tools on Shemitah. It says tools that are only used for Averis, you're not allowed to sell on Shemitah to Frayid. But tools that are used Lahetu Lisser is Mutter. Could be used for Mutter Dika things and also Dika things is Mutter. It's come out of a Furisha Mishnah that the Isser Misayaya, not with Neva, Misayaya, doesn't apply to such items which are used Lahetu Lisser. If it's Ikra Lahetu. And Ramesha applies that to a catering hall, where it's the hall is being used for a whole simcha. The dancing is a part of it. It's a part of the affair. It's not the primary part of the affair. Ramesha is a tziruf that if they'll go somewhere else, they'll also get trade for food. At least by you, they're getting kosher food. It's sort of a tziruf of his cheshbon. But Lamaisa, Ramesha has this cheshbon. Now, at the end of the tshuva, which is not in the photostats, Ramesha talks about selling big day shatnas. He says, you know, I'll sell fryid and big day shatnas. It's ikre la'avera. Even they could buy it somewhere else. If it's only a suffix shatnas, nowadays most things are not shatnas, then it's mutter. Now, first of all, getting back to this shaila, the person wants to send emails to a mumer, to a fryid, and Shabbos. Is that lifnei iver or is that misayaya? I'm a little confused. Again, if he could do the Avera without you, then that's Misayaya. If he only could do the Avera with you, then it's Lifnei Iver. So, no, assuming he's doing it for himself. I can't be in the Henna from Melechus Akum. The case is not where he has any Hana. Yesterday, he's doing a project. At the end of every day, he has to send a progress report, what was done that day. He doesn't care to send it. The other person wants to see the progress report. So how do you look at it? The yid's on the other side. He's going to play with his computer all day. Everyone's playing with their computers. Even in Milamarev, everyone's playing, right, with these things. It's an incredible thing. I wish I would have had a camera. I probably did on my phone. I still know how to use it. There was a yid at the Chasana. He had his phone. Had Mariv. It was comical. He davened Baruch Marav Aravim, pushed the button, went through his emails. The Chasana said, Marav Aravim, pushed the button, Ava Salem. Pushed the button, went through his emails. And he had to daven very quick at a wedding to be able to do it. But he was just going back and forth from one to the other. So I'm asking you, this yid in Eretz Yisrael, if I send him an email, now, where's there a malacha? Presumably, when he clicks on my email, it completes a circuit, and it's a malacha. Now, if I don't send him the email, he's not going to click on the circuit. It sounds like listening either. But how does it work when people are addicted to computers? Is he going to just click as many times anyway until he gets distracted? Or is he going to click one more time because I send him an email?
He has a
he's busy. He's waiting for that email. He's going to click on the email. So that's a lift even. Then there's only one way. Unless he's a guy who's just busy playing with his emails the whole day. It's arriving on Shabbos. Here it's going to be 4 or 5 or 6. There's going to be midnight time. What? So it means when he's clicking on it, that he wouldn't click on it. It's one extra completing a circuit because of me. What? Yeah, but they don't play with it anyway. Like, it's not a fight that you click as many times as you can. So it seems to be a problem. He's not answering. He's going to look at it. The question's going to be. So it sounds, there's a little snake under our buttons too. We're going to have a Peledic Atosvis in the end of this parak. That says if you give a yid in Issa Drabanan, you're over on Lifnei Iver Dereisa. That's going to be the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Anybody understand the logic? If you give someone an Issa Drabanan, you're over Lifnei Iver Dereisa. How could it be? It's no worse than giving him a bad Eitza. If you give him wrong directions and traveling, it's also. I was once at a Kiddush in the country. In Swan Lake, they invited the postmaster, was a friar yid. They invited him to the Kiddush. So he drove in, of course. And he came to the Kiddush. So when he was leaving, his wife didn't come, so they packed up some cholent and kugel, and they gave it to the postmaster to take home, to carry home, no Erev in Swan Lake, to carry home to his wife. So he was sitting there, a bunch of yeshiva boys, so someone says to me, is he allowed to do that? So I told him, if the yid would carry it to the wife, he'd only be over a Durabanan. So unlike his Shusram Durabanan. When he gives it to the postmaster to take to his wife, he might be over their Isa. Because it's Lifte Yiver of a Durabanan, which like Rabbeinu Tam is a their Isa. At any rate, my main point today is this, Magen Avraham and Shach, because you're going to hear it again. The fact is that in the professional world, the Olam is Samech and the Shach, and the Yehuda Pasuk is like the Shach, that when it's not Lifnei Iver, when it's Mesayaya, that if it's to a Mumer or to a guy, that there's no Issa Mesayaya, and something Yitzhak Hashem was still going to come back to, because we have Lifnei Iver now for a couple of blot. Time's up, but Yitzhak Hashem will still continue on this.